this year is going to be pretty heavy duty, as you'll see soon enough. And so what I'm going to ask you, usually there's a lot of give and take, for those of you who have noticed up until now, but today I'm going to just hold off on some of the give and take for two reasons. Number one is we have very limited time, and number two is I don't want anyone to get distracted from the flow, because every step here is critical in terms of the flow of the sugya here. So let's start out nice and slow here. Okay. So we all saw that Tosus's first answer was that the reason why this case of Edus ben Grusho ben Chalutza is not Edus she'iatayachola azima is because Tosus says Kevan de loikin have kasha zaman. Once there's Malkus and there's kasha zaman, and the way we teach this up was one of two ways. The simplest way, if you just look at this Tosfos, is to say that this Tosfos is going, if you remember, with the Meiri, and it's saying that the Mechayiv of the Malkus is Vitztiku, and he's going a step further, saying that the Mechayiv of Vitztiku is that this is an alternate Kasher Zamam. Vitztiku is a, right, it's a Din Kasher Zamam. But then we showed how Tosfos later on says that Malkus comes from Loisane, not from Vihitztiku. The Tosfos later on, Beferish and Dalam Beis. So to keep Tosfos consistent, what we said was that the concept of Edushi Atayachol Azima is not so much that you need actual Kasher Zaman. The idea is that there needs to be a retaliatory, okay, Onesh, for the Edom to keep the Edom in check. To keep the Edom, as what was the word we used?
Accountable.
Accountability. Edus needs accountability. And therefore, you can have accountability from identical kasha zamam, the identical onesh, that's kasha zamam, or a generic retaliatory onesh, namely of Malkus, would also satisfy Edus she yachol azima. Okay, that's where we left off. So now Tosus comes and he quotes the Gemara in, as you all know, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara of Edus of Nara Hamurasa. And that Gemara says, let's make sure we know the Gemara there cold. The Gemara there has the following yesod. The Gemara says that if Edom come on an Isha, I'm just going to extract the important part of that Gemara out that's necessary for us right now. If Edom come on an Isha, a Nara Hamurasa, who happens to be a Chaver, meaning she knows the Halachos. So even though, okay, there is a normal din that a Nara Hamurasa who has Nus gets Misa and also is usher to the Boel and to the Baal, the Gemara says she cannot get Misa. Why can't she get Misa? Not because the Edus isn't a good Edus. The Edus is a great Edus in principle, because she's a Chaver, she doesn't need Hasra, and this Edus that she adds Nus, so she should really get killed. Why doesn't she get killed? Why?
Because there's no Zomin.
Because it's the Edus Shiyata Yachol Azima. Because why is it Edus Yatay Yachol Azima? Because the Gemara says La Oisra Al Bala Banu. Because since the Edom can claim that we did not come to put her to death, we came to just answer her to the Baal, right? To the Baal, so they cannot get Kasha Zaman. And once they cannot get Kasha Zamam, then what? Then it's Edus She'iyata Yachol Azima. And once it's Edus She'iyata Yachol Azima, so the Edus then falls by the wayside. Let's just chart this out, because there's going to be a lot of steps here. Let's make sure we understand what's going on. So So you have Adam, we have Anara Marasa, Zinsa. So there's two halachas. One halacha is, right, Chayav Nisa, Skila. The other is, that what? The other is that Asur, Asura Leboel. Okay? Adam came on an Amarasa. In principle, there's a good Adus to be Mechayev or Misa et Asura Leboel Leboel. Oh! The Gemara says, okay, that this Legabe, the Chayev Misa, this is Adus She'iata Yachol Azima. Okay? Because he could say, La'isra Alvala Banu. Since I didn't come to Mi'ayin to be B'chayev Ramisa, I came to make her Asura Laval. This is not, okay, I didn't, he does not, therefore, La'isra Alvala Banu, the Adim Einam Chayavim B'kasha Zama. One second. Don't worry. We're going to hopefully ask your kashas. I'm hopefully by the time we finish, if you have a kasha, write it down. I'm going to try to hopefully cover all your kashas. I'm going to try every angle here. Oh. So the first kasha I have before we even get to Tysus's kasha is Bichlal, what's pshat in this Gemara? I don't understand. If we say that the Edom are saying le'Israel ba'al banu, and that's why there's no kasha zomam, and that's why it's Edus she'iata yechol azima, right, there's three steps. No kasha zomam, thus Edus she'iata yechol azima, then eina Edus. No Edus. In other words, the Edus really is good, but since no kasha zamam, then it's Edus she'iata yechol azima, and therefore eina Edus. Therefore it's not a good Edus. Okay? So I have the following kasha. Why not just say, from the start, it's not an Edus. Since what? He can claim what? I'm not coming to be made on that. I'm coming to be made on what? La'isra al-Bala Banu. In other words, I don't understand. Why is the Gemara going all backwards? You know, really, it should be an Adus. But it can't be an Adus because there's no Kasha Zama. And if there's no Kasha Zama, it's Adus Shiyatay Yachol Azima. And if it's Adus Yachol Azima, therefore it's not an Adus. What do you mean? Just from the start, it's not an Adus because he's not being made.
But
it's just like me. Like
No, because you would only be saying that afterwards.
So let me marashah. If we're saying it goes hand in hand, then how can you say Laishal Balaban? So let me marashah. If you can tie to Laishal Balaban and get off the hook from Kasha Zomam, then why can't he, why don't we say from the start that it's not Aegis on Misa Bechal? Because Laishal Balaban.
Because wouldn't it be the friend of you just made on what happens, but then once they prove him zomim, he would just be like, oh, those are all about it. Like, oh, it's not really that big a deal.
We're not getting into conversations with the Aiden here. Right? This is just an assumption. This is an assumption. Anyone have a good time? Say, yeah, I've been inclined. What are you saying?
Saying Lozra Bala is only really changes anything when they're made a Zomi, because they come and say she was Mazana.
Okay.
So she's Chayav Misa.
Yeah.
Then they say Lozra Bala. It only makes the difference.
They don't have to say anything. They don't have to say anything. It gets knocked out because they can say Lozra Bala Banu, therefore it's Lokat Hazama.
Right.
So because we can say Lozra Bala Banu, it shouldn't be an Adus.
I I know, but it's only what? It's only chal that they say that when they're made eidim zomi before you get into the whole parsha.
Why? That's what I'm asking. Why?
Because they come and say she's zana, she's chayav misa, and only kasher zomim.
Okay, so then she should get kasher. So then she get kasher zomim because they were made, and then she's chayav misa.
Then they say lo shavala, and that only applies.
Why? If that one, I want to know why. I want to know why.
It's only what they're trying to do, and therefore it's kasher zomim.
So say you're almost saying it. Because what he's trying to say, I think he's trying to say is, okay, that there's two halachas. One halacha, okay, and we're talking about the halacha of Eidus. So the halacha of Eidus is what you're being made on, period. Ah, okay, we need to know that there's Asra, but here we don't need Asra. So the Eidus is that she's Mazaneh, and the Onesh was Nus is Misa, period. What are you talking about? What Rabbi Klein is trying to say is the separate halacha. This is a very important yisod. When it comes to kasha zamam, is a unique halacha. That the halacha of kasha zamam is a halacha in what you intended to do, in what you. What does the word zamam mean? Okay. Plotted.
Inspired.
Right? Plotted. So what you plotted to do, that's when you get kasha zamam. So this is a halacha, this is a din b'kasha zamam. It's a din b'kasha, it's a unique halacha in kasha zamam. Because really, in principle, you should say, who cares if she can say lo shor ba'al banu? Right? The bottom line is, this is what the Eidus was going to do. So the halacha is a kasha zamam, the halacha of kasha zamam is not a halacha in what the Eidus could accomplish, but rather in what they plotted to do. So unless we define what they plotted to do, so then there's no kasha zama. So then I have a question for you. A bit of climb, I'm going to point it to you. So according to what you're saying, so why can't we say anytime, why can't the guy say, you know, I just came to give Adas, but I didn't really know she's going to get killed for that. I thought that we were going to give her hot dogs and ice cream. You know?
They tell you that before you
pass the ice cream.
Hot dogs and ice cream for
no, you don't. You don't give Asra. You don't give Asra for kasha. Remember that?
I know, but they tell you, they're not maybe a formal Asra. They don't tell you the facts of your testimony will be. Yeah, you don't think that when you come to Basin, they will tell you the facts of your testimony?
Yeah, but
it doesn't have any
alpha
meaning, though.
It doesn't have
any alpha meaning, but
they could. That doesn't make a difference.
They forgot.
What do you think?
Maybe that we're taking it as a given that they know that the person trying to get it, they were intending something else to run into punishment.
I thought it was a different punishment. I didn't know. I thought they get Malchus. I didn't think they get Skila.
Well, we assume that they know what the punishments are.
Why do we assume that?
Well, we're
assuming. Because they're Aiden.
No,
there aren't Aiden that Amar. There's a Lacha that Aiden, and Aiden can't be an Amar.
There's nothing in this case that contradicts that, though. I think in this case,
it's
the fact that we assume that.
But the bottom line is that the halacha is like Rabbi Klein went to the Taina, that the halacha in plotting and intent, so you can say, I didn't plot it, I didn't intend it.
Maybe that's not the halacha then.
So what is the halacha?
Because that we look at the intent, but only their intent of what the actual onus is. In other words, we assume that they were intending to give them a punishment.
How do you assume it? They're Amaratzim. They're Amaratzim. Amaratzim. Yeah, what are you telling me? Fearless.
Because what they were conspiring for, what they were trying to do, is not a subjective din. It's just what, like, you would say generally. It's not that they can say afterwards, oh, we were only...
You're trying to say it, but you're not saying it like a lambda.
It's objective.
You're not saying it like a lambda. What you mean to say is, what Fearless means to say is, and also, this is where Rabbi Kaplan is trying to get at, but he's using the word intent. And that once you start using the word intent, and that you're butchering it. What you need, what you have to say is like this: that yeah, overall conceptually is plotting intent. That's not really the halacha. The halacha of kasha zamam is not that we don't really care. This is what he meant by your subjective intent. That's not what the halacha is. The halacha is, but we don't talk in the negative. What we talk is in the lambda doesn't talk in the negative. We don't say it's not subjective intent. We say what the halacha is.
Intent.
No, we don't even say objective intent because we don't know what it is. The word we use is right. We try to objectify it, and we say the pshat is that when the Eidus is focused and directed, okay, on a certain what? On a certain onesh, so that already defines it as kasha zama. We have two extremes. We have, number one is what the Eidus accomplishes. That for sure is not going to result in kasha zama, because the Eidus always accomplishes misa, in principle. So that's not that didn't kasha zama. Nor do we say it's Allah in intent, plotting. Rather, what it is, it's somewhere in between. It's a concept of, okay, in order to get kasha zamam comes from when the focus, alright, the focus and direction of your Eidus is towards that onus that you're going to get kasha zamam for. So therefore, okay, if, and this is what you all meant to say, if there's no other, right, if there's no other onus, or no other consequence besides what? Besides death, or besides Malkus, or besides whatever you're going to give, he can't say, we don't care what he says. Because the bottom line is, where was the Eidus directed to? To that particular onus, that's the only thing that exists. Once it has two what? Once, you see how Ramban works? Once it has two possibilities, namely Achi of Misa, and Asura Labal Laboel, so then there's no direction of that Eidus unless what? Unless we know that that's what you are. Unless we know that that's what you're directing it to. Yeah? Because if there's no other, if by default, if all there is Achi of Misa, it's going to be directed to the Achi of Misa. So then you get Kasha Zama. So that's the Pshat. Okay. Only ask me a question if you don't understand what I'm saying. Don't ask me about something else. Because if you have a kasha from somewhere else, or some other halacha, or something we're going to say 5 minutes from now, we can't hear it, we're going to lose the flow. Yeah?
It's on this, I think.
Yeah?
It's not, right? So just that. So if you're focusing on one, like you do focus on one of the two, then...
It's basically what your Eidus is focused on.
Would the other one not take effect?
No. It always, again... In principle, even this Eidus should take effect on both of these, if not for the lach of Eidus Shiyatayah Chol Azimah.
Right.
Because that's what the Eidus accomplishes, period. But for Kasha Zomam, we need what? We need the Eidus is focused and directed on a particular onus. And since there are two of them, it's not focused on it. Okay?
But when you...
Once we know it's focused on that,
in a normal case, right?
What?
In a normal case, you would need Hasra on both of them, right? In a normal case...
Yeah, in a normal case, but where if you have both...
We need to say you're going to get killed and you're going to be Hasra.
Yeah, or we know that... Or if we know that there was it wasn't a Chaber, and there was Hasra, so then we know that you're focused on
right.
The Chiyamisa.
Let's say they focus on... Strictly Asura Labal. They give a warning and they should focus only Asura Labal. And she won't get killed.
No, because that's the thing. It's not your. That's what they meant by it's not subjective. It has to do with what is your Eidus focused on?
Right, so you won't get
by
killed.
By definition, that's what your Eidus is focused on.
So in such a case, you won't get killed.
Yeah.
If what?
If there was Asura and it was only on one of the two.
It can't be. It won't be possible.
They warn you that they say, don't do this,
No, it's impossible. The Eidus, by definition, is going to be focused on that. Let's move right there. We got a lot to do here today. Okay, guys, what you can do is you can chazer all day, all night. Call me, 052-7638-806. Torah doesn't end with Shir. Torah doesn't end with Shir. By the way, okay, you can chazer. Tomorrow, you can spend the first 20 minutes chazering also, and you can hack me. We gotta move. By the way, it's doubtful we're gonna finish this up today, so what we're gonna probably do tomorrow after Ramban is we're gonna probably continue this and finish this up after Ramban, because I wanna be able to move right to. We have a very small, short year, okay? Short summer together, we gotta make sure we keep moving. I gotta move. Okay, so the next issue, okay? Tosfos then says what? Is the air conditioner on?
Yeah.
I think it looks like it's on, but it's hot.
Okay, either that or I'm hot. Okay, let's go by them. So now, listen carefully. So Tosis then answers what? Tosis asks. He asks, so how come this? Why? He then asks, why is this Eidus Shi'atayah Chol Azima?
It's on, look.
I know, don't worry, but I really got 25 minutes left. We'll schwitz it out. Okay. Eidus Shi'atayah Chol Azima. That's what the Gemara says. So Tosis asks, why should this be Eidus Shi'atayah Chol Azima? Even if the Edom can't get Kasha Zama because they can say Lo Yisrael Bala Banu, the Chayr is still getting Malkus, and if they're still getting Malkus, then what did Tosfos just say? That it's not Edus Shi'atayah Chol Azima, because since they're getting Malkus, Tosfos just said that's not Edus Shi'atayah Chol Azima, and therefore it should be a good Edus, and guess what? She should get killed. That's Tosis' kasha. So, and he gives an answer. But before we get to that answer, okay, I challenge anyone to explain to me why does Tosfos assume, okay, that there is, number one, there is Malkus here, and number two, that this Malkus would satisfy, okay, Kasha Zamam of Edus, making it Edus Shataya Chol Azima. I challenge anyone here. We got Kaplan. You had to tell us this worked out.
Second question?
My question is just explain
to
us. It's both together. Number one is, where does he know you get Malkus from?
Yeah.
And number two, once we assume where he gets Malkus from, why do we assume? Okay, why do we assume that what? That will satisfy Eidus Shi'atayah Chol Azima? That's it, me. If you hit this from Rabbi Kaplan, you get a big kiss. Let's go. Here we go.
No, I
won't
answer it.
Okay, here we go.
It's possible that he's drawing a parallel between the cases in our Mishnah and the case in the.
Okay, so number one is he assumes that you get Malkus, right? That's the Gemara. You get Malkus. If you can't get Kasher Zamam, you get Malkus. Fine. Now explain it by there. So now why are you tightening that this should be, okay, why should then this be Eidus Shi'atayah Chol Azima? Explain it.
For the same reason as our Mishnah, that it's not exactly Eidus Shi'atayah Chol Azima, but it's enough of an incentive not to give an Eidus Sheker because you're already getting punished. It's not actually...
Let's go slow. Let's go slow. Okay? Let me ask you a question. See, this makes a certain assumption to say what you're saying. Okay? If you say, why are you getting Malkus? You're getting Malkus because you can't get Kasha Zamam for what?
No,
for the Eidus on what? For the Eidus on Chiyav Misa? Or for the Eidus on Asur Labal? For Asur Labal?
Because Chiyav Misa doesn't define this case because they can say they weren't trying to get their kills.
So then you're in trouble. Then why should that be a retaliatory Einish for Chiyav Misa? It's only a retaliatory...
Not for Chiyav Misa, it's for Asur Labal.
But that's not what we're talking about! Tosis kasha is Tosis kasha. You see, you're stuck. Watch one more time. Watch this. Tosis kasha is that this should be an Eidus Shi'atayah Chol Azima on what? On the Chiyav Misa. But if the Malkus is coming for what? Asur Labal Laboel, right? If that's why you're getting Malkus, so then what?
So maybe he says
that's not going to be. Well, one second, slow. That's not going to be a retaliatory onesh for what? For the Chiyav Misa.
She wasn't getting Misa.
So maybe it's...
Again, you guys got to keep the steps. You guys are forgetting the steps. There's a lot of steps here. Slow. Shh. I want to make sure everyone gets the steps. Slow. Tosis says as follows. The Gemara says, there should be an Eidus here, but since there's no Kasher Zamam, it's Eidus Shi'atayah Chol Azima, and therefore Eidus Eidus. So Thomas says, why is this Eidus Shi'atayah Chol Azima? Why is this Eidus Shi'atayah Chol Azima? You should get Malkus. So I'm asking you, why should you get Malkus? Where's the Gemara doesn't say you get Malkus? So the first thing that Rabbi Kaplan said is, the Malkus is coming because he wanted to make her Asura Labala Labora. But if that's the case, it still should not be what? Eidus Shafei Chol Azima, because what? Because the Malkus is not for retaliation for the Chiyam Misa, it's for retaliation for Asura Labala Labora. So that's not going to make it Eidus Shafei Chol Azima. You can't compare that to our case of Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, where the group of the Malkus is coming for the Eidus of Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. So Elamaden, you're going to try to say that it's coming for what? For the Eidus on the what? On the Chiyam Misa. But I understand. But how could he get Malkus for that if he could say La Oisra Allah Al Bala Banu? If you're holding, this will show if you guys are holding. Tough one. So the tenets is, you want to say?
Maybe.
Yeah?
So Tosfos is saying basically just take away the punishments first.
That's enough already. You messed it up already. It's very simple. You can't get... Let me show you why.
Wait, but
You can't... Once you start getting into Kasha Zomam, you're in trouble. Because Kasha Zomam demands what? Kasha Zomam demands that you're focused on Chiyam Misa. So you can't say you're getting Malkus for Kasha Zomam of Chiyam Misa. Okay, one more time, yeah?
Even getting into Kasha Zomam, okay. Basically what they're trying to do, in essence, taking away all punishments, Chiyam Misa, Asur, Al-Bala, everything, they're trying to do wrong to the person. They're trying to... something. They're trying to make him a Baal Dabra. So what's the... If we can't focus it on anything, if we can't go to the punishment directly, Kasha Zaman, then what's the default punishment for doing something wrong to someone is Malkus. So if you say that, they eating, you take
You're so close, but you're not there. You're so close. Go with what... Remember we had two pshatim in what Tosos means by what? We had two pshatim, what Tosos means by kevan de loikin, it's like Kasha Zaman.
Yeah.
So bring it home.
So we're going like the first one. So we're going like the first one then.
No.
We're going like the second one. Then.
Why? Show what? Ben Mesky, you have Shani raising your hand.
Because it doesn't matter if it's real Kasha Zama or not.
Correct. You get what are you getting Malkus for?
Losane.
That's what you wanted to say. You're getting Malkus. We're bringing out Ryan now. Who is the one who said that Tysus is that maybe there are different Tysus in here, right? So, what do you want to say? Maybe a different Tysus in it. We're bringing a Raya now. If this is Tysus she does. You're going to say this, I'm going to clap. The Malkus is for Laisana. Only Kasha Zomam. That's what you meant by when there's a direct, you're trying to say. Only when you deal with Kasha Zomam, remember when we started out here? Kasha Zomam is a special halacha that you need to have focused, directed agents to get Kasha Zama. But Lysana, that you get, if you're giving an Aedus Sheker, what's the Aedus on? The Aedus is on Chiyam Misa. The only reason why this wasn't going to be a good Aedus was because there's no Kasha Zama and it's Aedus Sheyatei Chalazima. But now we say, no, it was a good Aedus on Chiyam Misa because that's what it's going to accomplish. Ah! No kasha zama, who cares? You're still getting Malkus for what? Losana. And once you get Malkus Losana, it's no longer Eidus Sheyatei Chol Azima. Why? Because this is a retaliatory onesh. Is that beautiful or what? Okay, now, what I'm trying to show you here, boys, guys who came in just the last day, and guys who might be a little toast from this already, because this is heavy duty. What I'm trying to show you is that this is a Tosos, Avi Safi. You learned Malkus one time in your day. Did you understand Pshat like this ever in your life? Anyway, so the idea is you go through a Tosos, we just showed you, okay, that probably, okay, very, okay, even if you think about Tosos and dream about Tosos, unless you really know how to break things down step by step, you probably have no clue what's going on in the Tosos. Right now, you have if you chazer this and write this up in your smooth, okay, hopefully you guys will get the smooth new notebook with the smooth notepad. You write this up step by step, is unbelievable. Okay? Now, I'm not saying there aren't other approaches out there. But to me, okay, this is how, you know, this is the smoothest, okay, shot that's out there. And Mr. Shem, you guys are going to keep steiging, and you'll call me tonight and say, no, I have a smoother shot. Yeah, what are you telling me?
Well, yeah, sure, this works beautifully, but then we get to
Tulsa's answer. Oh, not there yet. Let's keep it going. Hey, not there yet. I don't want to hear about the answer yet. We're going to move to the answer. We're going to move to the answer. Are you still on the answer? Are you moving to the answer?
I have a question about what you said just now.
Okay, yeah.
But you could still say that he's saying the Arvei Malkot for Lotanya because of Asura Labal.
What?
You could say that this whole case has nothing to do with the Fiofita, right?
You know, but the point is that if you're getting the Malkus for the Asura Labal, okay, right? And it's not based on Lotanya.
No, I'm saying it is based on
Lotanya. Oh, there's a Lotanya, that's the whole thing.
But this whole case of Eidim Zomim has nothing to do with
it. No, I'm saying, but once you're saying Lotanya, you're not fine. Once you're saying Lotanya, we couldn't care less about Asur Labal, Chay Misa. Lotanya, we don't care about focus anymore.
No.
When it comes to Lotanya, the issue is, what was the Aegis? What was the Aegis on? The Aegis was on both of these two things. Was that false Aegis? Yes. He gets Malchus, period. Why do you have to bring up any of that now for?
But this Eidut has nothing to do with Tehuvim, so they're not trying to cause Tehuvim.
Well, we couldn't care less what they're trying to do. Eidus, that's the whole point. What they're trying to do, what they're focused on, is irrelevant in terms of the Eidus. That's only Allah in Kasha Zaman. Okay? Yeah.
If what they're focused on is irrelevant in terms of the Eidus, why does the Gemara even go through the fact that they could say that they're focused on...
That's us Kasha Zaman!
What?
That's us, Kasha Zaman!
But Kasha Zaman is what they're getting punished for anyway, according to Tosa.
That's Tosa's Kasha now. Tosa's Kasha Zaman. There's no Kasha Zaman, right? Fine, there's no Kasha Zaman. But there should at least be Malchus. So how come the Gemara says, Lo Yisrael Bala? Who cares if Lo Yisrael Bala Bala gets rid of Kasha Zaman?
You get Malchus for Lotanya if there is no Adam Zoman. If there is no Kasha Zaman.
Yeah, but the point is that the requirement that rid the person of Kasha Zama, namely of having a focused Eidus, does not rid the person of Malchus. So Tosfos is saying, oh, once he has Malchus, it is what? It is Eidus HaTayachol Azima. Okay, so the question is, why is the Gemara, right? Now we're back to Tosfos Kasha. So why does the Gemara say, at the case there in Sanhedrin, why does the Gemara say that's a case of Eidus Shewat It should be Eidus HaTayachol Azima because there is Malchus. What's the second thing? So Tosfos answers. Okay. So Tosfos answers. Look what he answers. Tosfos answers. The Yesh Loimar. Right? The Hasuk. Kevon Shebayin L'chayva Misa. V'zomamu L'haroyge Savnefesh. Lo Mekayim Kasha Zaman B'Malchus. The Habehed Yaksiv Nefesh Ben Nefesh Gabe Yazama, the Eidus Nefashos, right? Gabe Yazama, the Eidus Nefashos, the Loch Chashav Yachal Azima Ben Malchus. Watch, what is he saying? It's beautiful. You have a problem with it?
Yes.
Oh, so I want to tell you what Pshat is. So let me first tell you what Pshat is. So if you saw this Tosis and you saw it with Vav, there's probably two different Mahalchim here. What Tosfos is saying now is very simple. What was Tosfos' kasha? This should be Eidus HaTayachol Azima. Why should it be Eidus HaTayachol Azima? It should be Eidus HaTayachol Azima for one simple reason. Because there's Malchus, right? So now comes Tosfos and he says, not so fast. Because even though we're saying that if you get Malchus, let's say instead of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, and that's considered what? That's considered like Eidus HaTayachol Azima because it's a retaliatory onesh. That's only if what? That's only if they are what? They are correct. In other words, it doesn't have to be the identical onesh, but they have to be equivalents. And since Misa and Malchus are not equivalents, so how can you say that there's no accountability, right? What's the whole idea? The whole idea of Eidus Shatayachol Azima is that when you give Eidus, you know you can get what? Boom, 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 right? You can get retaliation. But if your Eidus is going to do what? Your Eidus is going to give Misa, and the only onus you're going to get is Malkus, that's not, okay, equivalent retaliation. Right? And all Tosos said on top was you don't need an identical onus for retaliation. You don't need an identical retaliatory onus. Okay? But, so Tosos asked, so if that's the case, why shouldn't that be Eish HaTayachol HaZima? So in the Havamini he held, anytime you get an onus, a retaliatory onus, that's HaTayachol HaZima. So now he's saying no. It has to be at their equivalent. Because they're not equivalent, you know, that's not going to be considered something that he's going to feel accountability, you know. I'll suck it in. I'll suck in the Malkus, let the guy go under. Alright? I'm making a Baal Baptist so you understand what we're saying. Okay? But the longest is, in order for there to be accountability, there has to, are you with me? There has to be not identical onesh, but equivalent onesh. That's what Tosa says. The truth of the matter is, if you read, are you holding up yourself or you're a strickle toast? Okay, anyway, weiter. Why isn't it fit?
This shouldn't work.
Why? Because beautiful.
What?
Uh-oh.
No.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
No, just,
the whole Tosis goes under now.
You're saying based on Kasher Zama. You're saying, oh, no, that it should matter if they're equivalent or not because you should be worried about it. No, yeah. That is what Kasher Zama is. But if we're saying, like, what we just explained, the whole
thing. No. Kasher Zama is identical. The identical of
no, or similar.
Or equivalent.
Yeah, or equivalent.
This is not equivalent.
Does not care about equivalent. It just needs any sort of a repercussion.
But why would that? No. Listen. You're now. What you're doing is you're being very comfortable with the Havamina. So Tosis in the Havamina, before he got to his parents, he says, "Oh, once we see that, why? Once we see that." You get Malkus, right? Feloisane by Ben Grusho Ben Chalutza.
I can't see that.
Right?
Yeah.
Ben Grusho Ben Chalutza. There you get what? There you get Malkus Feloisane.
Right.
So from there, Tosis had said, you don't need Kasher Zamam, obviously, for Eidus Shatayachol HaZima. All you need to do is have, okay, a retaliatory onus, period. And therefore, we couldn't care less, equivalent, not equivalent, that's what you're telling him, that's what you're timing a bit of glot, and that's what Tosis held in the Havamina.
Right.
So now Tosis is saying, no, not so fast, Schlodowski. Okay, anyway, you never heard that before?
Nope.
Not so fast, Schlodowski? Okay.
Different generation.
Anyway, I'll tell you what's it good. At a later Q, we'll tell you about it. Okay, anyway, Weiter. You know what a Q is?
Yeah.
What's
barbecue
a Q? Line. Barbecue, okay. Listen carefully. All Tosos, right, originally said, now he's revamping, and he's saying, all I meant to say, right, was that for Eidus Shatayachol HaZima, you don't need identical onesh. Right?
Yeah.
You need to have, a retaliatory onesh, right?
But not for
Malkus serves as that. But now he's saying, who says that any onesh will be considered a viable retaliatory onesh? Right. Maybe the only viable retaliatory onesh is if they're equivalents. So that's what he's saying. That even if you're going to get Malkus Veloisane, that doesn't mean that you're going to have now a meaningful retaliatory onesh unless the onshim are equivalent. Let's look how beautiful this is in the Russian of Tosis. Look at Tosis. He says, look what he says. So beautiful. He says, the Asam came and should buy in the Chayva. The Asam came and should walk. The Asam came and should buy in the Chayva Misa. V'zamamu laharig es ha-nefesh. Lo mekayim kasha zamam b'malkus. Why? He says, even though b'ayil chayv and nisa, you're not going to be mekayim, okay? No, since they're coming to mekayim nisa, right? And it's a zamamat laharig es ha-nefesh, you're not going to be mekayim at b'malkus. Why? The habed yiksev nefesh b'nefesh, gabe azama. The Eidos Nefashos. By Azamah, the Eidos Nefashos, Nefesh v'Nefesh. Look what he says. The Lochashiv Yachal Azima b'Malkus. You can't have Yachal Azima b'Malkus. Because, what is the Yonesh? What is the Yonesh? Nefesh b'Nefesh. That's what the woman's deserving. So, the fact that the Eidos are going to get Malkus, that's not going to be a kind of zone. That's not going to be an retaliatory onesh. Aval hacha by what? By ben grusha and chalutza. Shalom ki ben el l'shavi ben grusha ben chalutza. The leka ki im lav bi alma. The whole issue is merely a regular lav issue. Kaim and shalaku chashiv shaper. Eidus atayah chalazima. We can call them equivalents, and it will then be eidus atayah chalazima. Did anyone see the ritva? Anyone get to the ritva? You got the ritva. So did you see that he seems to be learning a little differently than Tosus? Anyone notice that? So if you notice, he doesn't go, he focuses on just the Xeris HaKasuv of Nefesh B'Nefesh. He seems to be saying the following. If you look at the Lashon of the Ritva, the Lashon of the Ritva is, listen to this Lashon of the Ritva. He says, he just says, "Paksiv nefesh b'nefesh." He doesn't get into the whole. He doesn't get into the whole shaklavataya that Tosfos does. So it seems that what the Ritva is saying is, and this is the nafka mina, that there's a special halacha when it comes to what? When it comes to edus of misa, right? That's only one thing that exists: nefesh b'nefesh. Period. That is the hazama for what? For nefashos. In other words, what the Ritva seems to be saying is, you don't need exact equivalence. It's just that when it comes to misa, is a separate gzeres hakasev, that the only retaliation for what? For an edus on misa is what? Nefesh b'nefesh. They basically go with the same mahalach. The only question is it a concept of you need equivalent onshin? Or is it that no? You need a retaliatory onish, but when it comes to misa, the only possible kasha zone when it comes to misa is nefesh b'nefesh, yeah.
Well, I don't see much of a difference in that, because didn't Toso seem to define equivalence as either nefashos for nefashos, like dine nefashos, the only thing that's equivalent is nefashos, and things that aren't nefashos is equivalent to not nefashos. Where's the difference? Like, they may be...
You mean, where would there be a nafkamina?
Yeah, no.
I don't know if I can find a nafkamina, but conceptually it might be different. In other words, if in theory you could think...
It's like a nuanced difference, it's still they're saying the same thing, that it's nefashos for nefashos. And not nefashos for not nefashos.
The concept difference is that what the Ritva is saying is that when you're dealing with misa, that's a unique onesh. Everything else is just generic onshin, and you know, and then what we do is we will assume it's retaliatory. Tosa seems to be going more with the notion of, like, you really have to line it up. Lav. You know what I'm saying? Okay, it's a good question what the nafkamina would be. But I think conceptually that there's a split.
Yeah, but who says that, like, Ben Grush is equivalent to Malkus? We don't really see...
He says, so why does he use the word lav? That's what... You get Malkus for a lav. All right, listen.
Outside of nefashos, you don't see...
The truth is, the main point here, okay, I don't want to get bogged down with is there a chiluk to the Ritva and Tosfos. I want to make sure everyone got the yesod here. Because the main yesod is critical here. The main yisod in the first teretz of Tosfos, whether you go with my split between Ritva and Tosfos, is that now what Tosfos is saying is that when it comes to what Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, the Malkus of Losane, that is going to be considered a retaliatory onesh because they are equivalent to onshin, and therefore with the edus of teyachol azima. But when it comes to the case of nara amarasa, since the edim can't get actual kasher zoma because lo isra al ba'al banu, and the only way to be able to get it would be malchus for loisana, it's still going to be a problem of edus shateyachol azima. Why? Because the onshim are not equivalent, and once the onshim are not equivalent, you do not have a retaliatory onesh for the edus on the chiyav misa, and therefore the edus on the chiyav misa falls by the wayside. Yeah, you have a kasha.
Yeah, if you could like fashion a case of zela, that's a
the if you can, yeah. The only problem is that in those cases the kasha zaman is going to work. You know, in Mamanis. You know where this might nafkamina might come up? Mr. Shem, we're going to get to Eved Ivri, okay, on Amud Beis. Write this down. Your question is, what's the nafkamina? You understand the conceptual split? What's the nafkamina? We might see a nafkamina when we get to Beis and we deal with Eved Ivri. I see what you're trying to do, but that, you know, that's what I would be trying to do, to find that split between the Ritva and Tosos. But it's going to be hard to find the case, because with Mamon, you usually have Kachasabim of Mamon. And then usually all you have is Malchus and Mises. That's what's bothering him. Let's move right there. Now, tomorrow, okay, all we have left now, okay, is the last Teretz of Tosfos, okay? Plus, we still have to go back to Rabbeinu Sandman's Rashi. Remember your Diak and Rashi on Beis Amud Beis. We still have to go back to that. That was your Diak, right? Okay. Oh, it was Herschel? Oh. It was the combo plan. Okay, it was, you verbalized it, but it was his. Okay, we have to still go back to that, and then in the Shem, we're going to go right to Sugya Dalid tomorrow. Okay, anyway, I'd advise you to do, if you can, okay, tomorrow, Chazanus tells us, you want to have this Tosis the rest of your life in your back pocket. Okay, if your Chavrusa has it and you don't have it down, get it from him. If you don't have it down from him, you get it from me. I'm around tomorrow during preparation time. This is a Tosis you should have with you for the rest of your life in your back pocket. If not, Mr. Shem will be online in the new NCSY Kollel website. I don't know when it will be up, but we'll hear everyone's Rabbeinu's on there. And Mr. Shem, have a great rest of the fast, inspiring rest of the fast. And you should all be well. Okay, I can't tell you guys drink. You might get dehydrated because you can't drink. But stay in a cool place. Have a great one.